The science of carpet cleaning. The best method for keeping your carpet clean actually begins before you plan to clean the carpet. Preventative maintenance, or preventative care, is the method of taking steps to prevent dirt from affecting your carpet. Entry mats and regular vacuuming are both effective ways of preventing dirt from building up. However, if your carpet is starting to look dirty, a thorough clean is recommended. Although you can take the DIY approach to this, it is better to hire a professional, as carpet cleaning is hard work and things can easily go wrong, causing damage to your carpet. During carpet cleaning, there are four main principles that are used each time: dry soil removal, soil suspension, extraction, and drying. Dry soil removal. Simply put, this means vacuuming the carpet before using a carpet cleaner. This should be more intense than your regular clean though, going over the carpet thoroughly several times to remove any excess dry soil. Going over your carpet like this will likely only remove up to 60%. The aim is, however, to remove as much as possible before using a carpet cleaner. This is because carpet cleaning chemicals cannot dissolve dry soils. They are insoluble, and if large particles are trapped in the carpet fibers, chemicals will not be able to affect them. The smaller particles will be taken care of in the next step. So if you've vacuumed extensively and your carpet is still looking unclean, don't worry. Vacuuming also helps to separate the carpet fibers, making the next steps much more effective. Soil suspension. Suspension is the term given to particles that don't quite fully dissolve in the liquid, but are soluble enough to be retained within it. This is the case with dry soil. If left to sit, any water used to clean carpets would develop a layer of dirt at the bottom, as the particles settle. By this point, the dirt will no longer be on your carpet, therefore suspension is the perfect method for lifting the dirt up. Within soil suspension itself, there are four main factors that must be considered. Time. Any cleaning products used on the carpet will need time to start breaking down the soil and dissolving it. If it is left to sit for too long, the soil will settle again, rendering this step pointless. For the best results, the cleaning products are normally applied straight to the carpet and left for a few minutes. Agitation. To prevent soil from settling and to help along the dissolution of particles, agitation is essential in carpet cleaning. A pile rake or brush can be used to scrub the carpet, further separating carpet fibers and allowing the chemicals to work on breaking down the insoluble soil particles. Chemical. The chemicals used greatly impact the effectiveness of the clean. Poor quality or too little cleaning products will not deliver the best results, even if all other three factors are increased. On the other hand, you would think that more products would equal a better clean. This is not the case. Too much chemicals used will leave residue on your carpeting, cause it to attract dirt much more quickly than before. This is also the same for mixing chemicals in order to achieve multiple effects. When combined, some chemicals will bond together, leaving a residue or damage the carpet and shorten its lifespan. Temperature. For every 18 degrees C increase over 140 degrees C, the cleaning effectiveness doubles. An increase in temperature causes particles to move more quickly and aid the dissolution of particles. This should come from the carpet cleaning machine itself. Steam is normally produced by the cleaner, which is applied to the carpet directly, increasing the activity of the cleaning chemicals and further aiding the suspension process. Extraction. Once the clean is completed, it is important to extract the carpet cleaning chemicals and water from the carpet itself. As above, any residue left behind will cause problems further down the line, so it is important to lift this straight away. Most carpet cleaners will have a built-in extraction method, but separate wet/dry vacuums are able to do this too. Drying. This is probably one of the most important steps. If proper drying is not carried out, all the hard work of the clean could be made redundant. After cleaning, a carpet must be fully dried within 8 hours, or mold will develop. This can be achieved through the use of fans or heating.